This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, how to develop a good nature. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In Islam, one of the stated goals of a human being is to acquire perfection. This perfection is to be attained in different aspects of our existence. One of the most critical areas that must reach its full potential for every believer is the intellect of a person. Does this perfection have anything to do with us being good-natured or ill-natured? Of course it does. So for a human intellect to get to the desired level, it has a direct relationship with us being good-natured or ill-natured. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, said, "The most perfect of human beings in intellect is the best of them in nature." See how the direct relationship is there. At times we feel that being good-natured is not that critical and important. The most important thing for a believer is his faith and belief, one may claim, right? While the second half of this statement may be true, at times we are ignorant to the fact that our faith, belief, and iman have a direct relation to us being good-natured. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, said, "Ill nature corrupts faith in the same way that vinegar destroys honey." So, look, it is not just destroying our actions. The Imam is saying it is being ill-natured is going to destroy our iman, our faith. So you have to have that good nature in order to be able to retain your iman. Welcome back to your listeners. Today we are discussing about the method or how in the world can we develop a good nature. Many of the issues and difficulties we face in our lives are because of the way we behave. While Islam expects us to develop and nurture good nature, it makes all the sense that if a person wishes for a decent life in this world, he should strive to develop a good nature. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, says, "He who has a bad nature puts himself in trouble." If you wish to stay away from trouble, brothers and sisters, develop a good nature. It's a solution that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is providing for us. By now you may be wondering, how in the world can I develop a good nature? Are there any defined standards? Or do we just have to, go around and beat the bush, right? Go test and try different things. Well, let's turn towards Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam once again and ask him, what are the standards of good nature? How do we gauge it? How do we acquire it? What are the critical points that we need to keep in mind? Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said about being good-natured, "You must be humble." That's the first and foremost thing. The second is, speak honorably. And the third is, meet your brother cheerfully. So, at least in one of the traditions, these three criteria have been mentioned. I'm sure there are other details to how to become good-natured, but these three are something that we can use to begin with. First is being humble. Second, speaking honorably. And third one is meeting your brother cheerfully.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.